Welcome, welcome, everyone. My name is Akiyemi. Thanks for tuning in today. I appreciate the time you are taking to listen and share this podcast on your social media platform. Star ratings for the podcast are also welcome. Returning and new listeners are such a pleasure to me. Thank you so much. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you can get notifications when I post something new. I am a licensed mental health professional, but this podcast is not meant to be a replacement for therapy with a licensed mental health professional. This is for entertainment purposes only. All necessary information about the episodes will be in the show notes. All right, let's get to it. There are two quotes that I love to read, especially when I am stuck, mentally stuck on something. Because these two quotes that I'm going to read to you has been the guide for helping me to become unstuck. And while I know that it may not serve the same purpose for you, but my hope is that it will give you some kind of ideas or spark something in you. The first one, and both of these come from this book that I've read, called the Nag Hammadi Scriptures. And this is not about religion or any sort of particular way of being. It's just something that I read and something that sparked something in me. So the first one says, if you do not fast from the world, you will not find the kingdom. If you do not observe the Sabbath as a Sabbath, you will not see the Father. And the second one says, Jesus said, I am not your teacher, because you have drunk, you have become intoxicated from the bubbling spring that I have tended. Now, what that did for me is gave me two big lessons. The first lesson that I got from that was that we are bombarded every single day with the media, social media, with other people, words, with music, with lyrics, and so many different things. We get bombarded with a lot of stuff. And if we don't take the time to take a break and shut off all the things coming from outside of us, then we will be lost. We will not be able to ground ourselves and repair our minds and give our minds a mental break. Every single morning when I wake up, I start the day off as a continuation of the day before. Instead of seeing it as a whole blank canvas to create something new, I focus on yesterday's events. Matter of fact, as soon as I wake up, I'm thinking about something from the day before. We even tap into emotions that we felt the day before. Because if I went to bed upset, if I wake up, my eyes open, the first thought that I go to is what happened the day before and I was upset about it, I start to become upset because I'm thinking about it again. My mind is rarely on the present moment of when I wake up. Then I let the news, because I immediately turn on the TV. And then after I've watched the news for however long a period of time I like to watch it, then I go straight to YouTube and I click on videos and I allow that to fill me up. So I haven't done anything with the present moment except for allow other things to fill me up. The whole week is laid out in a way that we are pretty much scheduled to work because we need to earn money, right? And it's mainly set up as a 5-day work week, but some of us, we struggle with even doing 5 days, and we don't even allow ourselves to rest. And so that takes me to that second quote that I read, where it says, no, the second part of the first quote I read, where it says, not observing the Sabbath. Now, again, like I said before, I'm not a religious person. I don't even have a certain thing that I really believe in too much anymore. But I do see the Sabbath as a day of rest, whatever day that I choose to rest. And why do we need to rest? We need to rest because we need time to allow our body, mind, and spirit to replenish, to restore, and to recharge. But some people out there, and I've been one of those people who feel like, gotta hustle, gotta make that money, gotta do this, gotta do that. Until one day that we have overburdened our mind, body, and spirit so much so that it breaks down. And next thing you know, we're sick. Because when we are constantly running on the stress hormones and we're constantly pushing and pushing ourselves to the blink, the body will shut itself down. We say, oh, I don't need that much sleep. Okay. Well, I don't need to eat right now. Okay. I don't need no water right now. I'm good because I got to get this done. Well, sooner or later, that is, for one, that is not sustainable. And two, your body is going to tell you something different. It's going to force you to lay it down because we need rest. We need a day of rest. And if you call that the Sabbath, so be it. If you just call it rest, so be it. But we need that day because if we don't tap into a day of rest or fasting from the world, there is no way to come into our own creative way of being. Even though in our reality, we're humans, we're a type of human, well, we're a type of species rather, a human species that is very creative. We are creating all the time, every day. When something goes wrong, we'll create a way to figure that thing out, right? So we're creative, but the thing is creativity is stopped. It will be hindered because we don't stop listening to the world and we do not take a rest. So my hope is that we will get to a place where we take notice of how we are living the life that we actually have. Most of us are working to earn money, working to raise children, working on our relationships. We're working to get people to like us. We're working to please people. We're working to control other people. Now, that's a pet peeve of mine because there's no human on the planet that wants to be controlled by anyone. But there's lots of people that are working to control others. And then there are people that are working to teach people, which brings me to my next point and the second quote that I read where it says, I am not your teacher. What if I tell you that we cannot teach anyone anything? We think that because we go to school or we listen to a podcast, that we read books, that we're learning, but in all reality, learning only comes from doing. The lessons we have learned happens after we have an experience. You may become intoxicated, which is what the quote said, from information, but it's just that. It's just information. I would consume lots of information and get so excited about it, but I would not always take that information and put it into practice or even attempt to see it as a theory. Whatever it is that we learn, all these things are concepts and theories, basically. And we don't really know if whatever theory we put out there that is really going to work. But if individuals take things and then they test it, they will learn so much about themselves after testing it out. I've learned a lot about myself and my body from testing a lot of different things and a lot of different theories out. I share information, especially on this podcast, on my YouTube channel, not because I'm hoping that I'm going to teach anybody anything, because I know I can't, but mainly just to spark an interest. And when we talk to other people and we listen to them talk back to us when we're conversing, that's when the best ideas come. That's why I honestly believe that we need people. I believe we were created to be in relationships, and we were sent here to this planet as an energy source in a physical form to have whatever experience we want to have. And when we do that, we will learn from those experiences. I realize that all these different platforms like social media and in the news and, you know, education systems and politics and religion, all of these things are buying for my attention. It is my mind that people are after. And I don't care what form or what system it is. Everyone is trying to get other people's attention. And when the wrong person gets your attention, then that means it's possible that you will absorb something that is probably not going to benefit you. But those things that do benefit you, that's your opportunity to test them out, to see what you will learn from testing them out. People are always going to be looking for our attention. And they want, and everybody has an agenda that they want to put in motion after getting your attention. I'm also doing the same thing right now. I'm trying to spark an interest in anybody that's listening to this podcast right now. But mine is because I want to help people come up with their own ideas. And I want people to realize that they have the power to heal themselves. And they have the power to have whatever experience they want to have. Let go of the need to control others or control situations, and instead become the knower of thyself. I started learning that I suffered from so many addictions, and my body was responding in a way that was not beneficial to my own personal growth. And I realized that after absorbing so much information about, you know, neuroscience and the hormones and the way the brain releases some, you know, hormones into our body after we do a thing for so long. When I started taking notice of those hormones going into my system and the effect that it had on my body, that's when I started making the adjustments and changing. And my body is healing. It's been repairing itself daily. I'm sleeping way better than I've ever slept in my entire life. My inflammation in my body has gotten way better because I've tested multiple theories out and I've come to learn from either trial and error or just fully full-blown failure. So it's just a matter of realizing the power that you actually have. There is no right or wrong way, to live your life. But you must choose the way that serves you the best and comes with great benefits. Let whatever you decide to do with the life that you have, let it not cause harm to other people. But have the experiences that you want and mind your mind. Don't allow your mind to go to someone who is going to use it for their main goal of destroying you. So I hope that sparked an interest in you from anything that I've said. And in the meantime, everyone listening, good mental health, spiritual health, and physical health. Y'all take great care. Thank you for listening all the way to the end. I sure hope you enjoyed that episode. Please feel free to share us on your social media platform or giving it a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. You can reach me on my website at unhackedmind.com or life-counseling-transitions.com. All this information will be in the show notes. All right, take care, and I hope you come back.